This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Emily Masters in the Albany Times Union reports that a white 15-year-old was arrested May 16th for allegedly painting racist graffiti on a black family's garage and setting the building on fire May 14th. The teen, whose identity will not be revealed because he is a minor, is charged with 10 felonies, including arson, burglary, criminal mischief, and 7 counts of reckless endangerment. Homeowner Laquan Madison and his family of 7 were not injured. Police say they are still investigating and there could be other arrests. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Emily Masters in the Albany Times Union reports that state police are warning that someone in Rensselaer County identified himself as a National Grid worker to gain entry into local homes May 16th. Someone called at least one home in Brunswick, but the homeowner hung up and called National Grid, who said no employees made any calls to the address. State police advise Rensselaer County residents to call National Grid if they are confused about service, and National Grid said all contractors carry proper identification. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. The Troy Record reports that Deputy Rensselaer County Executive Christopher Meyer announced May 16th that he wants to take over for the retiring Kathleen Jimeno. Quote, having worked with Kathy side by side these past years, I can tell you that being county executive is not easy, said Meyer. Quote, in no way is it a stepping stone to higher office. The title of the office is nice, but the responsibility is awesome, end quote. Assemblymember Stephen McLaughlin has set up a Facebook page to run for the position and has received the endorsement of Thomas S. Connolly, Jr., chairman of the county's Independence Party and vice chairman of the state Independence Party. Jimeno is endorsing Meyer. Read the full story in the Troy Record. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Sue Sullivan, a strategic planning consultant from Ulster County, is the latest Democrat to file paperwork to run in the 19th Congressional District, where John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, is now the representative. Quote, people have asked why I'm doing this, Sullivan said in a statement. Quote, they say, don't bother, nothing is going to change. But that's not how I was raised. Through my work across these communities, I've seen directly how working together and listening we can get things done, end quote. Sullivan is a former executive at St. Luke's Cornwall Hospital in Newburgh, who says she has worked with Senator Charles Schumer, former Senator Hillary Clinton, and former Representative Maurice Hinchey to change the Medicare reimbursement rate. She has since founded the Greater Newburgh Partnership, raising millions to promote development in Newburgh. Other official candidates so far include Antonio Delgado of Dutchess County, Brian Flynn of Greene County, Stephen Bersee and Garrett Rhodes from Ulster County. A Woodstock teacher, Jeff Beal, has also announced an intention to run against Faso in 2018. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.